Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show, 6:38. The sky's already getting lighter, and we haven't even sprung forward yet.
We're about to, though, and you can already tell. Last night, I want to say it was 6:15, and it wasn't blackout yet.
Oh.
Like, we still had some...
Oh, God.
Not daylight, but kind of similar to this, where I'm going, oh, man, the time is changing.
Mm.
Okay, so the actual time change is on March 8th.
Oh. That's next weekend, right?
Right, not this weekend, next weekend, yes.
Oh, wow. So it'll be getting light at 5:30 in the morning. Oh, that's great news. Okay, let's do the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Visit one of their four Bay Area showrooms in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin!
And online at allnaturalstone.com.
Dublin.
Pictures, hopefully this week, my finished kitchen remodel by All Natural Stone.
Yeah, I want to see it all messy. I want to see it with all the stuff back in it.
Kids
crawling all over it.
I want the picture of pristine, untouched... dusted, cleaned, finished, everything moved back into place. That's a picture I want to give you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I want that one too, but I want the good one.
All right.
The one where you're actually using it. That's what kitchens are for, to be used.
I don't disagree. Mm. And it will get that. All right. So here's what's happening. We'll begin with the vote from Nevada, where Barry Sanders, sorry, Bernie's, that's a running back for the Detroit Lions who retired too early. Anyway, Bernie Sanders, he retired rather than play with the Lions. Mm. He was like, I got to go.
I can't
do it. We're never going to win here.
Right.
And that's, never mind. I'm getting caught up in nonsense.
It's all right.
Bernie Sanders has won Nevada and has taken a commanding lead for the Democrats. Mm. Biden, Buttigieg, and Warren... followed in the vote. Warren's been spending a lot of money and looked like she was gaining steam, but Nevada did not do her any good.
No.
They also say Steyer will be in the next debates. Tom Steyer from his commercials here on Alice.
Yes, Tom Steyer is spending some. He's got money, and he's spending it, getting his name out there.
Biden is saying he's part of the problem.
Oh.
That's why he's not getting... the results he should be getting, because billionaires are mucking up the works.
Oh, God forbid.
I don't know what to say about that, but yeah. We do have Super Tuesday right around the corner, everybody. That's March 3rd. That's
if
a week from tomorrow.
Mail,
it's going to be, that'll be the final. That's either going to let us know Sanders is the guy or
right.
We'll see some gains from other players. Anyway, there's that. Bernie Sanders. You good?
Whatever.
Okay.
Honestly, that's not what this show's about. Let's just have a good time today. It's the best week ever.
Authorities say a man drove his Jeep off the sixth floor roof of an L.A. parking garage early Sunday and was taken to the hospital in critical condition. The L.A. Times is reporting two passengers inside the Jeep were able to jump out before it went off the roof.
What the?
That
wait,
is
wait,
a
wait. Start
sketchy
this,
play to
start
jump
this
for
story
it.
Story over.
Authorities say a man drove his Jeep off the sixth floor of a roof of a LA parking garage early Sunday. So it's a parking garage.
Okay, so that's why he's at the sixth floor. Got it. All right. It's not just a random building. And then he and another passenger jumped out, or he actually went off with it?
Two passengers inside the Jeep jumped out before it went off the roof. I believe he stayed with the car.
Oh, boy.
The officers arrived shortly after midnight. They found the destroyed vehicle up against a McDonald's across the street
from
the garage.
Boy.
The man was receiving medical treatment. Is that
it? Oh, he lived.
Yeah, it's right here.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow. That is, it's in the McDonald's, basically. Yes.
Right.
That is,
He flew. Yeah. Anyway, he's been receiving medical treatment. Investigators haven't had a chance to determine whether drugs or alcohol were in play, but I'm going to guess they were.
Solid guess, Vinny. But who knows? I mean, that sounds like not just suicidal, murderous. Like, he had two people in the car with him.
Yeah.
Luckily, they were like, oh, no, Fred's gone crazy. And here comes the edge.
In the news just a week or two ago, right near my house, someone drove off the cliff, through the fence, off the cliff. Mm. And you just go, how in the heck? It's the old, should have put it in reverse and backed out of there.
Oh, right, went the wrong way.
Right down the cliff. They were okay.
Really?
Trashed the fence, and it's not good for the environment to have crashed vehicle on the beach, but that's happens.
It's crazy. You know, the other thing I was just thinking is these people jumped out. I wonder if they put the dude in the car and, like, you know, put a brick on the accelerator.
Oh, there's foul play.
Yeah.
Oh.
Could be foul play, right? And then they jump out.
You're writing a movie, right?
Yeah. Well, that's a good one.
I'm just trying to think up, you know, what possible scenario would get to this point where there's a Jeep and a McDonald's that's clearly come from the sky.
The possible scenario is late night drinking leads to man driving car off of parking garage roof.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, you have to assume there's going
to
be.
He went to the hospital. I'm sure they took blood.
And the people on the roof were like, "Oh crap, he lived."
Luckily, there's nobody below. I mean, he could have killed.
No doubt. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. So the question I asked you in this poll, they say here, was done anonymous because, you know, no one really wants to be the one that actually says, yeah, I'm way smarter than her.
Right.
The question is, are you smarter than your significant other?
You know,
and you said you're not?
I'm definitely not. John's really smart. It's, you know, the thing is, though, like, I'm smarter about some stuff and he's smart. Like, I don't really think you can quantify smarts.
Well, I think, and this is part of a good relationship, is that you do respect the other person's skills and where how they compliment you.
Right.
So there's no question that there are things that Christina can do that where she's a million times smarter. By far, there's not even a contest.
Right.
And then there's other, like, life experience things where I may have a shot at it. Probably not, though.
Yeah.
Like, she reads contracts.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, she sits down, gets a pen and a highlighter and a drink of water and reads them like a lawyer would.
Ugh.
And can handle it.
Yeah.
And is good and goes,
well,
like, oh, this is no.
Yeah.
I couldn't. Not in a million years. She also is really good at math.
Yeah.
Got me there. Right. You know, I'll tell you this, though. I have dated, in my dating days, I was with people who were college graduates, and I used to just go, I don't know what happened there, but that doesn't make
any
sense.
That person's a dummy.
Like, really?
Well, you can make it through.
What a waste of money.
Apply yourself.
So there's, you know.
Right.
But she clearly was paying attention in school. My wife, I mean.
Yes.
She's smart.
Yeah.
So I would say her. 30% of people in the poll either didn't have a partner or weren't sure who's more intelligent.
Oh.
But of the people who did answer, a third say they're the smarter one. They are.
Huh.
Compared to just 11% who said their partner is. So when it's
Everybody
anonymous.
Else said equal.
Right. When it's anonymous, they were happy to say, it's me.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it is you.
And half of people say, we're equal. Which is kind of what we're saying.
I'm kind of saying that. I really do feel like, you know, there's definitely areas where he is way smarter. And other times where I'm like, you're dumb. I got this. Hold my beer.
Speaking of beer.
Oh.
29-year-old Jackson Hanley of Mesa, Arizona was celebrating 4 months of sobriety with drinks.
Oh, that's not... did he not get the memo?
That's not how that works there, Jackson Hanley of Mesa, Arizona. Anyway, as he was marking his 4-month sobriety with drinks, he also decided to go out and steal a motorcycle.
Oh, dude, you're so dumb.
He rode his bicycle to a dealership called Kelly's Kawasaki and left the lot pushing a brand new bike down the street.
All right.
Apparently, he wanted to ride it out, but he didn't have the keys, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to...
inside.
Right. He was planning to figure out a way to start the engine once he got it home. Police found him a mile down the road sitting on a fence with the bike on the ground.
Well, they're heavy.
Right.
It probably fell, and then he couldn't get it back up because he was wasted.
He said he thought a new ride would be a good way to celebrate his sobriety. And then he also admitted to drinking wine and vodka.
Wine and vodka.
Since he didn't drive... because he couldn't get it started, he did not get a DUI, but he is facing felony theft and caused about $3,500 in damage to the bike when he laid it on the ground.
Oh, my God.
Well, come on. It's a brand new bike.
He didn't lay it on the ground. He let that thing find the ground.
But the new owner, that's his job to drop it on the ground and then be like, oh, for the rest of the life of this bike, the bars and the... And that scratch on the tank. It's only one day old.
You know, you got to get to beating stuff up, though. You have to give up. I mean, you can't have nice things.
Well, you want to have nice things, but
everybody
here
wants
you are
to.
With your brand
Ding
new
it up.
Bike.
Let's break that. Let's get it antique. You know what? I want to buy my stuff antiqued because I'm just going to antique it myself. And you know, until it's evenly covered with marks and rubs and scratches and
there
dings.
Are people who will happily pay you, or I'm sorry, happily antique it and charge you
sure.
for that.
Oh, sure. We'll take a chain to it, for God's sake.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I value art. Let me start that way.
All right.
I value art. Music is my favorite form, but I love a good painting or heck. I had a friend who could just sit down at a party with a blank piece of paper and a Sharpie and draw stuff where you'd go, can I have that?
That's so neat.
Like, I would go get that tattooed on me right now. Like, that is incredible.
Right.
Not that I did, but, you know, I mean, that's the kind of artwork that I'm talking about. I've had friends through the years who are just, and I've marveled at, like, so you just saw that on a blank piece of paper? Or was that in your head and you just, like... and the pencil took you where
it's hard to express like where stuff comes from,
right?
You know, like you're just like no, I don't
we're just
know.
Sitting
I just...
in some living room and you
and
just
I started drawing.
Made that. It's incredible. Okay, so I just want to. I do have a respect for that. Although, here's a Picasso painting called Nature Morte that's currently being raffled off for charity. They say it's a Picasso. He painted it in 1921.
They're raffling a Picasso?
Yes. It's 18 by 9 inches, and it's of a newspaper and a glass. Now, I don't know this, but just based on what you're explaining to me, I don't know that I mean, I guess I'd want a Picasso, but a newspaper and a glass? Do you want that?
Can I sell this after I get
Maybe.
It?
The painting's valued at around $1.1 million.
Oh.
And for $108, they say, you can enter for a chance to win it. The proceeds from the raffle are going to the CARE nonprofit, which will provide clean water for 200,000 people in Cameroon, Madagascar, and Morocco.
Wow.
So I don't know who donated this so that they could raffle it. And I guess I'd be happy to give the $100 to that cause.
Yeah, but and then we could sell it.
But then you'd have a Picasso of a newspaper and a glass
who
of water.
Who cares what it's of? It's a Picasso. The artist put his hand to that canvas, and I'm going to be selling this at
auction. You're not going to keep it.
What am I going to keep it for?
I don't know,
so it can get dusty
point.
At
is
my house
different?
So I won't care for it?
I'm trying to figure out what...
I don't think that's it.
That is it.
Oh, boy. All right, well, let's...
It doesn't even... First of all, it's horizontal, so it's like 18 inches the long way, you know.
Right.
And is that a bottle... So that's supposed to be a bottle of wine and that's a newspaper?
It says it's a glass of water in a newspaper.
Oh, a glass of water. Oh, I can see that. Okay.
Anyway,
that's
up for grabs right now.
Terrible painting. No wonder they're trying to get rid of it.
Like, I do feel like, okay, it's a Picasso, but...
Is that the frame it comes in?
I think anyone walking through your house, you'd have to tell them why this is cool.
Oh, by the way, that's a Picasso, right? Because
they'd look at it and go, oh, your kid did something.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's nice.
It's interesting.
Unless you have, I mean, do you have an eye? Are you seeing something there that I don't?
Well, no, I'm not.
Okay.
I mean, the tabletop is neat, I guess. I don't know. It looks like a weird, like, 60s cartoon image or something.
Maybe you have to stare at it a long
time. So how do I
and take LSD?
Yeah.
And
how
then,
do I enter to win this?
Oh boy.
Never mind. Did it go into the abyss?
No, I have it. Hold on.
All right. I want people to have water, and I want that painting.
It's for the CARE nonprofit. That's all I got.
Okay.
Look it up that way. The Picasso for. Grabs. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys said. Jojo Rabbit is a trip. Mm. By the way, where can we see a pic of Nicole? Love her voice.
Isn't she on the radio.com? I mean, the...
Allison's
Instagram? Yeah, the Looking Glass.
Oh, she's on Looking Glass. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. RadioAllison.com /watch.
Flash to her when she's talking. She's a cute girl. She's a really... We have such a great team here.
The Hitler was the writer and director of the movie.
Oh, the guy who played Hitler.
And then
someone wrote
his name, and I've got two different spellings: Taiki Waititi.
Oh,
it wrote, directed, and stars in JoJo.
Huh.
Whatever, he was masterful. Like that is. It's comedy that I just couldn't believe. I was laughing out loud.
Oh, I gotta watch that.
And I'm kind of slutty with a laugh, but I also, if I'm just sitting there watching a movie, I feel like you gotta earn it. Like, give
it
to me.
Did you watch it alone?
No, the missus watched it with me. She didn't laugh as much as I did. She was kind of, but I also think she was sleeping.
Oh.
So. You know.
Oh, sleeping at movies. Yeah.
I'm with Christina. I kick my hubby's butt up the hill. Love them. But down, brakes all the way. All right. Well, maybe that's a thing. Well, brakes are important. But, you know, if you're going to be so good one way, walking it down seems kind of pathetic. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with the memorial, which I think is getting underway in the next couple of hours at the Staples Center. We'll start there and see where we go.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.